Momentum carried the ticking thing up from the ice where it had been bouncing along behind Hiccup, sailing over Hiccup's head and on and up and landing, sharp and precise, on the closed eyelid of the sleeping dragon, as if it were politely but firmly knocking on a door. "Oh, brother, oh, brother, oh, brother," whispered Hiccup, reeling the ticking thing in and around his wrist. The eyelid fluttered. It stayed down as Hiccup backed slowly away. "Please stay closed, please stay closed, please stay closed." And then the eye opened. In the darkness of the cave, it was like turning on a great yellow searchlight, and Hiccup was blinded by the glare. How quickly the hunters become the hunted. Hiccup was now running towards the polar serpents, confusing them considerably, until they too realised that the bright light was in fact the eye of an enormous, no longer sleeping dragon. Yowling and screeching like a pack of wolves, the polar serpents came tumbling and somersaulting to a stop and turned to run back the other way, with Hiccup belting after them, arms and legs going like pistons. And behind them, the terrible beginnings of a great rumbling roar. The American Dream 2 had passed on from the iceberg now and was some distance away, and Kamikaze was trying to get it to turn around. Fishlegs looked over his shoulder to see the entire pack of polar serpents shooting out of the great ice cave like arrows shot from a bow, followed by Hiccup, running flat out.
"What's going on?"
asked Fishlegs, knowing that whatever it was very bad news. The flat iceberg stretched out in front of Hiccup, far too big for safety. There was nowhere to go, no trees to hide under, no rocks, no tunnels for shelter. So there wasn't really any point in running. But the young Viking and the polar serpents still ran, nonetheless, hoping to put off their deaths for one moment, one second even. For to Fishlegs' horror, two great yellow eyes slowly appeared in the darkness of the mouth of the ice cave. Whatever it was huge. Something like a moving mountain with wings exploded out of the cave. The cliff erupted into a volcano of snow as this something burst out of there, a great mass of raw energy, a roar of wild triumph screaming from its throat, sending snow and ice exploding in all directions. It was so big, it momentarily blotted out the moon as it sailed through the air and landed screaming on the iceberg Hiccup was running across. So big was this thing that when the thing landed, it crashed through the entire iceberg, sending great slabs of ice and fountains of water shooting up into the air, and Hiccup and the polar serpents were catapulted upwards. The polar serpents ricocheted off in all directions like fireworks, and up, Hiccup sailed over the surprised sinking monster's head, across the sea, up and towards the deck of the American Dream 2, where he just missed catching onto the rim of the boat with his flailing fingers and fell down, down the side of the boat and into the sea, where he would have remained if the harpoon that Fishlegs had shot earlier hadn't snagged into the back of his waistcoat and dragged him along as if the boat had caught itself a fish.